Today's episode is sponsored by HeroGym. Welcome to the Unschlagbar Ehrlich Podcast, episode 215, Octagon Flyweight Champion from Georgia, Benno Adamia. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, hello, nice to be there and talk.
Thank you for being here on a Sunday afternoon during your weight cut at HeroGym. How do you feel?
Actually, I feel good. I'm not feel like weak. Now full fight camp was done. Just left weight cut, and that's all. Like I preparing for the weight cut like in the last week. I did not push myself too hard, and that's why I have now energy.
You have hopefully a lot of energy for this interview.
I have it. It's all good.
You are so professional. Normally, a lot of my interview guests are like 10 or 15 minutes late. You were like 20 minutes earlier and you texted me like, yeah, I'm already here. So if you have time.
Oh, like
I was like so stressed.
I was here at 11 o'clock. I just trained. And awesome. After training, when I done training and stretching, I just text you like...
That was my plan at first too, but then my plan changed completely.
stretch, and then I like make myself ready for the interview, and like I'm here now.
Yeah,
ready for like talk.
You are so ready, but I was running also, so we did both of us did a little bit of cardio today.
Yeah.
HeroGym has been your home now for the last, I think, almost 4 weeks.
Yes, like I come here at the 20. Mm-hmm. Of the last month, I'm here like 5 weeks, I think so.
Yeah,
like they meet me like so good. Here is like such professional coaches for my preparation. Like was a coach, my coach was Darko.
Darko Banovic.
Yeah, Darko Banovic. Yeah.
Was he one of the reasons you choose HeroGym in Vienna?
I don't have like special like this, but I know I was last time in Vienna. I come to Hero.
Yeah.
There is so good like everything like in gym. You have everything. How I can say
we
it? Like sorry for my English.
We have great mats on the floor. Floor
and aura and all this thing. You know, there is so big. Place and I like that, and there's a good coaches too, and that's why like not just me, like we chose it, like my manager too, like, and we chose this gym
for
prepare now like my fight camp, like title defense in Octagon.
Yes, you were talking about the big gym and everything. If you compare this gym, HeroGym, to your gym at home, what are the main differences?
Oh, my home gym in Georgia is not a small, like we have like 4 floors. In Hero, and my gym is like a little bit different because Hero is just like combat sports. In our gym, like in Georgia, there is more like not just MMA, kickboxing, wrestling. Like we have CrossFit sessions, like, and some other sessions. We have like four floors. Like first floor is CrossFit floor. Like second floor is like some gymnastics something. Like and the third floor is cardio floor, and the last floor is MMA floor. And yeah, like we are like this, and here is more combat sports, like here is a wrestling, BJJ and stuff like this.
Actually, at your gym it's pretty cool too, because if you start wrestling and you have no experience in gymnastics for the warm-up, you can go to gymnastics classes.
There we have like some stretching classes and some stay strong classes. There is a good classes too.
Yeah, here at HeroGym we have like 2 champions, Abi Meshidov and Darko Banovic. How important was it for you to train with them, because they have already experiences at five minute rounds?
That was good, because if you train with the champs, you become a champ. Yeah, I'm the champ too, and we still shape still, you know, and that's what is that right now here. And I trained with RB too, and with Dargo too, and it was cool. I liked it. We spar a few rounds and it's cool.
Yeah, and you gave Darko a cut.
Oh yeah, that was mistake. I didn't want that. It was in the fifth round, like it was like accident, you know.
Yeah. Don't worry, I told him it looks nice. Did you have a big cut?
I had a cut. If you look me, like all the
eyebrow,
like it was all cuts.
Yeah.
And yeah, my first of my cut happened when I was 8 years old in my second professional fight. Yeah.
With 8 years.
Yeah, 18.
18
years old. I did not train.
Yeah, like, I thought like, okay, Georgia is different.
I was dancing this time in Georgian dance.
No way.
Yeah, I don't like it actually.
the Georgian dance you don't like? It's the one that Merab Dvalishvili is doing often in his videos,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's doing this, but I don't like it. I like more fighting and...
Yeah. Okay, so you got your first cut at 18.
And the doctor makes this a little bit wrong, and my left eye a little bit close now, and right eye is a little bit open. It's fine.
No way.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
If you look close, you will see it.
Yeah, now that I know it, I cannot unsee it. No, it's not so bad.
Yeah, after like professional sport, I will like change it.
Yeah.
Do some plastic surgery.
Yeah, but it's crazy actually. Your nose is so perfect still, and your ears are nice too.
Ears like 1 year is like bad, but one is okay. Yeah, nose is not broken.
Yeah,
not it. Let's see what going to happen next my fight. In the future. I hope it will be not broken.
Yeah, I hope so too for you.
Yeah.
So, what did you think you have improved here in Hirochim? During your training camp?
More wrestling. Wall wrestling, hands opening, attacking, and the cardio of the wrestling. It's so hard to get it.
Yeah.
And I get this one because of my opponent is... I'm more like striker, and I did not have like such a big experience with this wall wrestling and stuff. And I like Darko make sure like I know like some techniques
Yeah, it's true because I saw a lot of Insta stories of war wrestling, and we have some nice wars here to wrestle During this time here in Vienna now, did you feel sometimes a little bit lonely, so far away from home, your family is not here, the language is different?
I feel it, but like my friends, I have friends here like Austrian friends, and they don't make me like feel sad about this, but it's a little bit hard, like I'm like one in a different country and fight camp, and it's a little bit stressful, but it's fine.
Yeah, especially because you don't know, okay, you're living here for the next 5 weeks or something like that, and you have no idea how is the camp really going, how is your place, your apartment, the city, the food.
It's a little bit different.
Is it better to prepare here in Austria or compared to Georgia?
Actually, this both is different. In Georgia is more like cardio stuff and more like different. Like here is more technique. They teach me more technique. We don't like doing like such a big technique workouts in Georgia, but we're doing more cardios and more like hard trainings, getting like us tired in Georgia, and here is more technique and more smart work.
That's interesting. Have you had time to see some stuff from Vienna?
I'm not the first time in Vienna, I'm like second time now, I was in the center. And I was outside of Vienna to like 2-3 hours. I had to go like somewhere in Alps mountains. Nice. I was there, and there was some lake, and there was such a beautiful. I was hiking there, and it was so cool. I like it. In Georgia, I'm doing a lot of hiking too. I like this go in the mountains and stuff.
In Georgia, and which mountain height do you live? It's like 1,000 meters.
I live in Tbilisi. I'm living like maybe 500 meters of above the sea. But like when we are training and running, and we are going 1,000, 1,300. somewhere like this. Yeah, but in Georgia we have a lot of mountains, and when I'm hiking, like last summer I was about to see 3,600 or 800 meters.
Wow, that's so high.
Yeah, that's high. That's cool. Yeah, we have like their name Zerwali, Qazbegi, this place Qazbegi, and we go there in the mountains. So we don't go fully up. We go like in a second camp there. And if you go fully up, it's like 5,054 meters.
Oh my God.
And we don't go there because we were like just the shorts and t-shirts and
no, it's too cold up there.
Yeah, it's too cold, and the in 3,600 it was cold too.
Yeah.
But if I go like 5,000, it will be I will freeze, then I will die there, and I didn't want it. <said.
laughs> And maybe you get a little bit sick of the height.
Yeah, you need like acclimatization, maybe like 12-hour minimum. That's why you're going in first camp, second camp there, and you have to stay at the night.
Yeah.
And morning you are going up.
Hey, have you been in Prater? Prater, we have a place in Vienna where a lot of roller coaster. Have you been there?
No, I did not.
Do you like roller coaster?
I don't know what is this.
I'm gonna show you a picture.
Okay.
Oh, next time you have to go there. It's so cool. It's a big outdoor place, and there are a lot of.
Oh, I know this place. I was not inside, but I was outside there. In last time when I was in Vienna, I have to cross this side in a lot of times.
Yeah,
I lived near there, and
it's so cool.
I know that place.
Do you like roller coaster?
When I was a kid, but now. Now I have more adrenaline here, and
yeah, that's true. It's another kind of roller coaster to fight.
And actually, you know, I don't have a time to like go and have fun like this in the when I'm in the fight camp. I always like morning training, go home, sleep, eat, then go again training, then go home, sleep, eat, and come here again morning and. Always every day like this. I have Sunday, but Sunday one time training, but no rest.
Wow.
And train, then rest, then come Monday, and it's like so hard there.
It's really hard. So you train like from Monday to Saturday two times a day and Sunday one time.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of training. Where do you get your recovery from?
In the Sunday I did not do like such hard training. I just like run like six kilometers easy run.
6 kilometer run is a lot of running for some people who don't run.
I'm professional. That's one time like when I started, 6 kilometer was a lot of to me too.
Yeah.
But now it's not. 6 kilometer is normal, and my pace is so big, like maybe 6 minute a kilometer. And
okay,
that's easy run for me, and pulse must be like 120, 125.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not getting tired of this. This blood is flowing, and when in your muscle is blood is flowing like more often, your muscles get recovered. That's why I'm doing this.
Oh, that's a really good training, actually. And it's fun. What would you do the whole Sunday? I mean?
I cannot stay at the home and do nothing. Like, I have to go outside and do something. And this running is good. And I like in Vienna, there is such a big parks and running places and nature.
Yeah.
I like this.
And all the houses, the buildings are so beautiful in Vienna.
Yes,
every time I see something.
I like it so much. The small buildings, there is not big traffic. Like compared to Tbilisi, there is not big traffic. There is no traffic.
Oh my God, don't say it to the Viennese because we hate our traffic.
if something don't agree to me, they have to come to Tbilisi and we will show them traffic.
Next time I will visit your place and
welcome.
How bad the traffic is in Tbilisi. So your next fight is on 28th of June.
Yeah, Hamburg Octagon 73.
Against
Zhumagulov. Zhalgas Zhumagulov.
Difficult name. What's going through your mind when you hear his name?
No, she's like a beast. He's now 36 years old. He has so many experience, and he's beast. He's moving always forward, beating hard. He was in the UFC, and a few of the fights he won, but that was a split decision lose. I will agree to him. He was protesting it, but. I agree. He won the fights. It's fine. What you can do. Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, but you're a beast too. I mean, you're the Octagon champion, and
yeah.
you are defending your title against him. His record is 70 wins, 8 losses. You are currently on a standing on 12 and 8.
Yeah.
6-fight win streak, if I remember
Yeah,
correctly.
yeah. Six fight.
Shumagulov, he had 7 fights in the UFC. You already mentioned it. This is going to be his second fight at Octagon, and already a title fight. This is going so fast for him, I think.
In Octagon flyweight division is so new, and there is not a lot of fighters. Flyweight fighters, there is not a lot of. And in Europe, Europe people is so big. And the flyweight is such a small guys, and that's why there is not a lot of
That's right. Yeah. But he deserves it, I guess.
He deserves it. He won one fight, and okay, fine. I was the same. I won one fight, and then I get a title shot. I won the title shot, and now I have to defend it. My last opponent, Sam Creasy, his first fight was in Octagon. He fought for title straight away, because he was a Cage Warriors champ, and that's why they give him. He was a big name in UK.
Good to know. A friend of mine here in Herodrim, Alex Schießler, he told me your next opponent, he was actually on paper one of the worst flyweights in UFC, but in Octagon he's now one of the strongest next to you. Do you see such a high difference between the level of Octagon and the UFC?
In flyweight division or
In flyweight division.
Gas fought with Aaron Abbey, and I respect Aaron. He's such a good guy, you know. He had cancer. He get back, and he fought with this beast, and he fought 3 rounds, and 3 rounds Gas beat him up, but he don't give up. But what I can say, he's a little bit physically not strong, and that's why Gas dominated to him like this. It's a little bit different, but not too much.
Not too much.
Yeah, not too much.
It's good to know. Did Darko had some tips for you for your next opponent?
Darko me watch the fights, and he watched the fights, and he gave me some tips, and I had the same thing to do. We have fight plan how I have to fight there, and we worked about this.
You can't tell us anything about your plan now because it's before the fight.
After fight, we can talk again, and but after fight, I'm going in Georgia, but we can make it in the line.
That sounds good. Then you have to tell us what you wanted to say before the fight. Your last fight in February, you had a big fight. You won the title. The last 3 years, you won 6 fights. And 5 times finished your opponent in the first round. That's one of the awesome stats that I found about you. Do you want to fight in this year again?
I want to fight. Actually, I want to fight, but I don't know how the fight going to end. I will do my 100% for sure, and I will win. But maybe I get some injuries in the fight, and I get maybe rest or something. And I did not plan in the next. But if everything goes well for me, sure, I will.
Was it the plan to defend the title here now in June? Or was it did you wanted to wait a little bit longer?
No, it was not planned to. I don't have time to wait longer. I want more fights, and I want to fight one more again this year.
You know, Merab Dvalishvili, he sent you some videos. He was at your gym, right? I think.
Yes.
Did you train a little bit with him?
Yeah, like when he's actually training in the USA, but when he's coming in Georgia, like, we train together. He coming in our gym, and yeah, we have like few rounds.
Yeah, you have a great cardio also. How is your cardio compared to his cardio?
He's beast. He's a real machine.
He is the machine. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know how, but now I'm okay with the cardio, but this time when I sparred to him, it was not good. That's why I changed my mind and I started to work about my cardio, and now it's better.
Okay.
It's much better. Yeah, like man, I run everywhere. I push my limits, and I get my heart rate like 190.
Wow.
190. And
that's why you run so much.
Because I want to push my limits. Sometimes, in the spar you can like get your limits, but it's a little bit hard, you know. You need like your size, good opponent who is moving, and you getting you tired.
Yeah, and it might be a little bit different for your brain if you know, okay, you have maximum of five minute rounds, but if you're running, you can run for 2 hours. That's a little bit different for your brain, yeah. I think.
Yes.
For mentally. Is there something in the Georgian water or air that changes you? Because there's so many good fighters out of Georgia. I know like two UFC champions. There are like 10 guys in the UFC from Georgia. I know there are under 4 million people. And you have heard the question a lot of times, what is the secret of Georgian athletes? But I know that you also told us, told in other interviews, that you think it may come from all the wars, because Georgia had a lot of war going on. And what did you say? Difficult times make strong men, which is true. Do you think it's still, this is the reason the Georgians are so good?
Yeah, actually, I think for this a lot, why, like, we are actually 3.7 million Georgian in this world, and in this world is like 7.9 billion people, and we have like two UFC champions and a few UFC fighters, top fighters. Out of the UFC, we have like some other good guys, so good guys, like champs too, like Mate Sanikidze, like, and I don't know actually. Yeah, there is something, but I don't know really. Hard times making like hard men, but
maybe it's the mountains.
Maybe it's mountains, but everywhere is mountains. I don't know. I can't answer these questions.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. There is something, but I don't know this.
Yeah, what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hoped you could answer it. Because but
I have no idea. It must be, you know, there is we need to like check Merab and his statistic. He needs to like, we have to like watch his full life, how he become like this, and his mind too.
He was
to understand what's happening.
I think he is just crazy, and he was working on construction site, so maybe this is a point.
Yes, he was working construction. He go home, he rest like maybe half hour, 1 hour.
Yeah.
He goes to training. And like this, he fought like two fights or three fights he fought in UFC, and he moved after three or four fights, I don't know exactly, in Vegas, and he's training there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it must be the fighting mentality of your country, because in Austria we have a lot of mountains, but not many people from the mountains are fighting.
What I see, Austrians living good.
Yeah, we live too good.
Living in the mountains, they living so good.
Yeah.
They have like good houses, everything, and why they fighting? If I get like these houses and I will born here and rise here,
yeah.
I will maximum run in the mountains.
Like yeah. Most of the people in Vienna, they are just running a little bit, but that's it.
they live like good life. In Georgia, it's not like this. You have to like struggle and you have to work so much for like get a meal. It's a little bit hard.
Do you think the Austrian fighters are strong enough compared to Georgian fighters? Or are they a little bit soft?
A few times like Georgians comes here to fight in Austria, but if we compare about the levels is okay, who is better than like best bantamweight and best bantamweight of Austria if they fought like we have Merab, Ilya, we have top fighters, but actually in Austria is good fighters too. I watched a few organization here and they fight like well.
Not so good.
They have future like, and the time will show us what they can make.
Awesome. Have you ever thought about moving to Vegas, training with Merab, doing some stuff there?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Being his neighbor like Sterling, making some funny videos with him.
It would be a pleasure for me. Yeah.
Yeah, would be cool.
In my time when I was young and when I had to fight amateur fights, I straight away fight pro fight. My first pro fight was in my birthday, 17 June.
What?
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
Damn, hey, all the best for your birthday last week.
Thank you so much. It was in Armenia, if you know Armenia.
And I only know it because of Tsarukyan.
Tsarukyan actually born in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Yeah, I don't get Tsarukyan, Arman Tsarukyan. Yeah. I never know because he was born in Georgia, lived in Armenia, but actually is living in United States.
In Georgia, there is living a lot of Armenians. He was born in Akhalkalaki.
Okay.
He is a Georgian place and he born here. He is from Armenia, but he born here. But then he moved in Russia, in Moscow. He trains there and that's
it. Yeah, UFC, they made a big documentation. It was such a great documentation about the Caucasus and the fighters over there. So they had like a Merab, then they had like Khabib and Islam and Arman. And they had it online and then suddenly they put it down and now you have to pay to watch it. But it was a really, really good one.
This is in UFC Fight Pass?
Yeah, I think maybe it's in UFC Fight Pass. I didn't see it there.
Oh, I will check it when I go home.
You have to check it. It's so good.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's something with Caucasian fighters, something like this. I have to check the name because it is so good.
If you remember it, then please text me. I for sure I will watch it.
It was really awesome. Okay, so Marjan, your manager, he told me at the beginning of your career at Octagon, you had a fight, the first fight, and nobody thought you might win. So you had a betting quote of 7. So the people who put like $1 on you, they got like $7 back.
Yeah.
And your whole family and friends, they put a lot of money in you for this fight and they got a lot of money out of it.
Yeah, not my family, they don't gambling.
but
my friends, they put a lot of money on me and they get seven times.
What did they buy?
Some guys buy like some bikes and stuff. Yeah, they get like few of thousands of dollars.
A motorcycle. Bike.
Some of these get more than me. You know,
what?
I fold.
No way.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
Yeah, they risked it.
Okay.
But I'm always telling people, I will do my 100%. I will like my mentality now like this. Better I die inside the cage than I lose. I will make everything, but don't bet that too much. That when we meet each other, you will hate me because of this loss, you know. Don't bet that too much, don't risk it, don't sell houses and don't bet to me. That's fight you don't know.
That's so crazy. I mean, to put so much money on someone, I mean,
yeah,
But it's nice to have such friends that trust you so much.
Yeah.
That's really cool. When is the next time you will see your friends? Is it straight when you come back from your fight?
Yes, I have fight 28, 29. I have to fly back in Georgia. And yeah, if I feel well and I can walk, I will see them. Because after fight, it's a little bit hard to walk because of these low kicks. And you feel like a little bit beaten.
you were beaten. Yeah. I mean, every fighter is beaten. When you won the first time, the Octagon title, when you won it, you went home to your hometown. Did you have like a parade or something like this? Did you also drive like Merab Dzhuadishvili in a big bus through the city?
No. Like Octagon is not too much popular in Georgia, like UFC. And
so you went with the taxi home.
No, meet my friend and we go by car and home and that's all. After this day, next day we have interviews and stuff, and some people are interesting about it, but not too much that they make parades. No?
After this fight,
hope so. But I don't like be a center, you know. I prepare more quiet. I don't like this.
Yeah. And then you can avoid a lot of interviews and bad questions from journalists that are annoying. What did the Octagon belt mean to you? I think it was the first belt.
It meant I done something in this sport. For a lot of years, I training, I'm fighting, and I get something for this. Mm-hmm. I'm here in the top. I have to keep this top now. I have this plan. It means so much. Yeah, for mentality, it means so much, because 5 years ago, when I lose, I had 8 losses and 6 wins. Mm-hmm. Now I have 12 of 8 losses.
Yeah.
And it was hitting me so hard, and I think to quiet the sport, and I drive to taxi too, and I worked for other jobs. I did not train half year, but then I go back, train.
Yeah.
Because if one time you compete in the fighting, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
I cannot stop it training now. And I train again, start training. Oh, okay, I will fight then again for fun, I thought. But then I won one fight, second. That's 6 fight I won now. I am planning to win 7 now in 28th of June. Yeah. And let's see.
It's a little bit addicting.
Yes, so much. A little bit, so much.
But it's so interesting because you already mentioned at the beginning of your career you had a fight record of 6-8. So you had 6 wins and 8 losses.
Yeah.
This is a negative record. Why did you keep fighting? Was it only because you felt like fighting is addictive and so much fun?
When I stopped training, I feel so sad. I feel no motivation, no nothing. Then I don't feel happy. I was I feel so bad. That's why I go back to the gym and training, just for training, not the fighting. I go back to the gym, to the training, and then popped up the fight, and why not, let's try it again. And I tried and I won. Then I fight again, then I won, and then let's make it one more time, and like this.
Mm-hmm.
I got fight in Octagon with a former UFC fighter, and when I won with him, that's cool.
Yeah.
I got Octagon contract now.
And the rest is history.
Yeah. And now it's continuing this history.
Yeah. I must have been so hard to start with 6-8. Is there something that you, if you could speak to your younger self, is there something that you would have wanted to say to you?
Oh, when I start this fighting, I will say don't fight everybody. fight smart, don't go hard always.
Because
At the start of this career, you have not to fight everybody. If you look of my career and the Fuzai fighting, they are now in the UFC and they are top fighters. And this time when I fight to them, I was amateur.
Yeah, it was too early.
I have no like such a big experience, and I get loses. And yeah, I know in MMA there is some bad thing happening in full world. There is organizations. The organizations making like this, they want to build one guy, but they bullying another guy.
Wow.
That was happening to me too. Like when I go to fighting, I always was underdog.
Okay.
I was always underdog, and that's why I'm losing the fights, because they was huge favorites, and you know, they beat me so hard, you know. And when I understand about this, it was too late. And
so you didn't have a coach that told you like, hey, this is too early, this fight, you don't have to fight this guy?
No, I don't have like such a coach. There was a fight, okay, go fight. Yeah.
Wow.
Never say no about the fight, never.
Yeah.
Not even now, no saying no, that's yeah, but now I'm the champ, I cannot say no.
Yeah, no. Those times are over.
Yeah. And
now you know it, but now you can't say no.
Yeah, and the start of when I was 8 losses and 6 wins, I cannot say no again the fight about the fight, because no one will give me like easy fights, and no one will be make sure like I for my build, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody take cares about me, and that's why I say yes. But I trained so hard and smart again.
Yeah.
And then I got wins.
Thank God. And now you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little bit sad history, but
yeah, I know. But let's talk about the history. How was it for you growing up in Georgia? I have no idea how it is for a young boy, for Benno, growing up there.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard. Okay, how it all started? My family, my father, mother, my grandmother's fathers, everybody was from Abkhazeti. Abkhazeti is this place where was the war against Russia, and Russia occupied this. And my parents, everybody lived there, and they had to run about this Abkhazeti. Like, that was part of Georgia.
Okay, yeah. Where did they run to?
They ran in Tbilisi.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the war. If they will stay, a lot of our family members, like uncles and my mother's uncles and fathers, stay there, and they just kill them.
Yeah.
And if that was not happening to them, they run now and they go to the Tbilisi and they live there. It was happening in 92, and I born in 96. In a city of name of Zugdidi. This is near Abkhazeti. And then when I was 1 year old, we go in Tbilisi, and I grew up there in Tbilisi. When I was a kid, I was a small, a skinny, and I had every time problems in the school. I fought there in the school, and when
did
I was,
did you make the fights or did the others?
Sometimes maybe I did not remember correctly, but you know, I was one, and some 4 or 5. My classmates or some other people, like guys, like we had like fights to each other, and I don't remember it. It was kids, you know. Sometimes there is coming bully and stuff like this, and that's why my father like took me to the some combat sports, and I start fighting and combat when I was 40 years old.
You started with kickboxing.
I start like combat sport. It was like everything. It was like MMA. I fought kickboxing to Sanda. I fought one time Kyokushinkai karate.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I fought everything everywhere. I wrestled too in freestyle wrestling one time, and it wasn't
so good.
Terrible. And I did not wrestle there any again. I just trained with them, but yeah. I did not wrestle. And yeah, that's how I start training. At the start, it was just self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not self-defense. It's just my life.
It is. Which of the martial arts do you like most? I mean, it's not wrestling, but
I know. Like, I like wrestling. It's mm-hmm. so good. I like wrestling so much.
It's so much fun.
Yes. Yeah, but in competition in Georgia, in the wrestling competition, it's so hard.
Yeah.
Because they are so beasts, and they don't make me a chance to like do something. I was there like 30 seconds. I look there was 10-0 and come out.
No.
I think it was like not 10-0, like maybe 2 points they give him. But I looked there and like there were 10-0, and I come out. I like boxing.
Yeah.
Boxing. Yeah, wrestling I like too. And
but no competition.
One of the best
wrestling
is jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Did you try sambo?
No, I didn't.
It's just not part of your culture or stuff like that? Sambo,
yeah, like in sambo you have kimono. Mm-hmm. Not kimono, it's like, like looks like kimono.
Yeah.
And I did not know like wrestle there, and I did not.
Yeah. What was your favorite or your favorite moments from growing up in Georgia?
Oh, favorite moments when...
Did you have some nice one? It doesn't have to be in combat sports. It can be something like...
I don't know. I don't remember favorite. What was favorite? I don't remember, actually.
Yeah, I got... You might have a lot of memories.
and I don't have, like, special one.
Yeah.
That's all same.
A worst memory?
Oh, worst memory? Yeah, I have worst memory. I fought one time, no, two time I fought bare knuckle. One first I won.
You fought bare
yes,
knuckle?
Yes, look at my hands.
Oh,
I broke this.
You broke them.
Yeah, one.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. And that was the worst.
That's really the worst.
Yeah.
Why did you fought bare knuckle?
It was a COVID situation, and every border was closed. And I was so like
bored.
No fight, and there was some organization in Georgia, bare knuckle, and I fight there.
Yeah, it's for the experience, maybe.
For fun. But it was not fun.
Yeah, no. It's
yeah, after this, I have to. I can't punch like half a year.
Half a year. Oh
yeah,
my God.
There was operation and.
Yeah, must have hurt a lot. I mean. I did a lot of Thai boxing the last 8 years, and then this year I started MMA a little bit, and mm-hmm. it was so different without the gloves.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but it must have been so different to fight just bare knuckle.
Yeah, without everything.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, it's so damaging your bones so much.
Yeah.
Because when I cannot punch powerful. If I punch powerful, I broke my hand.
Broke something, yeah.
In the first bare knuckle fight, I knock my opponent with liver, and liver is okay, the body, and it's not broke, my hand, but I punch in the face and it broke.
Wow, that's so crazy.
But now I will get like gloves and it will be no problem. But
yeah.
In MMA, I broke hands too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Two times I broke hands, but I won the fights still. Yeah.
It's no problem to break the hands and then just come back. So, because most of them,
it's not like such a.
It's not lateral. It's
yeah,
like
it's
on
it's
the
it's
side.
It's here. It's just it will be healed up and
yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of fighters broken hands. Like so many fight, and maybe in one competition, one fighter will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the worst injury you got?
This broken hands. I don't have my ACL.
Okay.
I have so many injuries. I don't want to talk about this because yeah. My opponent maybe will
listen.
Yeah. And I have a lot of them.
Yeah. What's your favorite fighter?
Georgians like Ilya, mm-hmm. Merab, yeah, is my favorite. But if not Georgians, I like the Anderson Silva.
Oh yep, he's good.
Yes, he was so good.
Yeah, he was. He had a big run, and then Chris Weidman, and he broke his leg. What do you do before a fight? Do you have like some preparations before the fight? So pre-fight rituals to calm down, or do you listen to music?
In the fight day.
Yeah, on the fight day.
No, I just like make candle, like say thank God, like I come here and I have full opportunity to like show myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the arena. I did not listening music. Like I'm just rest. Maybe 1 hour before of my fight, I'll start little bit shake my body. Then I warm up. Then I like few rounds of spar, and then I go to fight. I watching my fights like sparring. You know, I don't watch it like some. Other thing to stress myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's usual sparring, like I spar. They are more better fighters than he is, my opponent is, and I will go there and beat him up, no problem. It's just spar, just few thousand people is watching your sparring.
Yeah, that's a good mindset actually. So it puts a lot of stress and pressure away.
It takes
away the pressure.
And I like this atmosphere, and when there I hear my Georgian music and go outside and in the arena and looking the arena, and Georgian music is like singing, and it feels it hits different.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It must be so awesome.
Yeah.
But why do you not listen to music before the fight?
I don't want it. Some guys want it, and some guys like motivating this music. Not me. Like motivation is not for me. I don't need motivation. That's my job.
You are motivated all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not motivation. Like motivation is like okay, a little bit pushing you, but not for me.
Yeah. How important is your family, and how big is your family? Do they come to the fights or?
No, my mother, father did not watching my fights. They can't watch my fight. If I win, after that they will watch it.
Yeah.
But not in live.
Okay, not live. Yeah.
Last time when I won like title, like my sister come here, like my wife too, and now will be my wife too, and
they support you.
Yes.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. How did you find sponsors for your career? Have you always had sponsors, or
no? Like
tough?
It's a little bit hard. But now it's like now I have like one good sponsor, like Aviator. He's a sponsor of USC too, and now they are sponsoring me too, and they make like huge job for me. Because of them, I can like prepare here, and lots of thanks to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do they like sponsor your flying tickets?
No, like Aviator is gambling.
So it's just the name.
It's a like a gamer, and you can search it, and you know.
Do you have other sponsors that you want to thank?
I have so big sponsors too, like Hard Knock Management, because of like. They make my staying in Vienna comfortable, and I want to thank like Hero too, like they are sponsoring me too, because I coming here like without anything and go inside and train. They make me like everything. Every time when I come here, they are asking if you need something, just tell us. It's a big and huge. They are sponsoring me too. No other sponsors, but who I have, they are real and they are good.
Yeah, they treat you like a real champion.
Yes.
That's awesome. Hey, in Georgia, you are also working like as a personal coach and training kids MMA.
Yeah, taking care of new generation.
Yeah, that's why I thought I have to ask you, what's the next talent, young talent going to be?
We have a lot of them, but I cannot say now because too young, and they so often changing their minds. Okay, they are training, but maybe they will change their minds. They have like good skills, but if your mind is not in there, and fighting mind is such a different, and they will understand that when they will be 80-90 years old more.
Yeah, that's true. But you could also not only work as a coach, you can also actually do something technical, because you studied something. I think you told me.
Yeah, like I studied in technical university, and I don't know how to say it in English, but I already done this. I learned 4 years, and yeah, I done school and this university. Now I have both of this.
I'm
still fighting. Yeah, I'm still fighting. Better I fight than they work there.
And I think you like the smell of the bad smell of the gym more than
yes,
some other job.
You cannot get in here because there is a so huge space, and there is no smell.
Yeah.
There is so clean and good.
Yeah, but sometimes at night it smells not so
good.
Yeah,
I was not here in the night. I'm training in the morning and the evening at the 6 and 5.
Ah, that's okay. But sometimes if you train at 7, and then afterwards if you get out of the girls' changing room,
mm-hmm.
that the girls' changing room, it smells so good, you know. Girls, they always smell so good. And then you get outside of the...
You have to pass the boys.
Yeah, you have to pass the boys, and it smells so bad. It's so worse every time. And we get out sometimes at 9 p.m. Uh-huh. when the gym closes. It's the worst.
Okay.
Oh, hey, man. Let's talk about UFC one more time, because today... Today is what day is it? It's June 22nd, and we got a big announcement from Dana White that John Jones is retired.
Oh yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? And do you think he really ducked Tom Aspinall? He didn't want to fight him.
John Jones is now like done. What he done? If let's make Tom Aspinall do the same.
Yeah.
If he do the same, then okay. But I don't know why they think like such a things. John Jones now is like getting old. He is not his prime. If he was in his prime, then if he fought with Tom Aspinall, yeah. I want to ask you, who will hold you to bet?
You never know with him. You never know with John Jones. But I think Tom Aspinall would have won.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
For now.
For now,
right,
yeah,
now. But I'm asking
prime?
You in the prime.
In prime? Oh, no, John Jones.
Yes,
John Jones.
That's
always
why I'm asking,
John Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, okay, he can go like quiet, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't blame him if I don't see this fight. It will be better for me if Tom Aspinall don't break my... like,
record.
Yeah.
And he's a nice record, but the ending is really bad. And I think it was like 2 months ago, he posted a picture of his... He has a room where he puts all his posters from UFC fights in the room. The room is full, but there's one space left. So for one poster,
mm-hmm.
he wrote under the picture like, okay, there's still one left. So,
mm-hmm.
And I thought like, okay, he might fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's over.
Yeah,
it's over, I think so.
He's done.
He is done. I think we are done too. Maybe you have one last advice for all the kids out there who maybe had a negative record in their lives, or maybe their life has some negative stuff in them. Do you have like something in general that you want to tell them? Some words of advice?
For the kids, yeah, like work always. And in this time is such a big problem with drugs and... like I want to say like this to parents of these kids, like take them to the sport and make them this future, you know, bright future is not like just studying and maybe they will don't study and they go in other ways, and if you go in the sport and if the kids will be low the sports, they will not go the other ways and they will not make drugs, and that's a big problem of this world. I don't speak for the Georgia and Austria or some. As in world, there is such a big problem, and yeah.
I think it is already for most of the people so different right now because there's so many wars going on and everyone is going crazy. It seems a little bit like this.
Yes, it's so hard time and yeah, but in the hard time we're making like hard peoples.
That's true.
It's fine.
That's fine. That's true. And a lot of them coming from Georgia.
It's fine, but there is a dying so much, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
But that's life. You know, I cannot say something about this because in my head now is not coming bomb and such a stuff, and it's crazy. Things happening in the world.
It's so crazy.
What you say, what you can do.
Yeah, and we are lucky that we are here in Europe, in this part of Europe. It's okay here.
Yeah, we are lucky.
Yeah.
But some of the people is not lucky.
Not so lucky, yeah. But sports gives a lot of good things.
Yeah, like, thanks God for everything. And like, I want to say to God, like, stop this everything.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I hope somebody is doing something because it's way too much.
Yeah, like, I think everything will be go quiet and everything will be fine. Yeah, we have like new generations just then.
Yeah.
It will be all good.
Yeah, I think so too. I hope so. I hope your fight is going great next week.
Yeah, I hope it's so.
I hope you have a lot of fun and a good time, and I hope you bring back the champion belt here at Herochimp next time.
Yeah, sure. 100%.
Thank you so much. All the best, and have fun.
Thank you. Thank you a lot for like talk like this, and thank you.
This was podcast episode 215 with Octagon flyweight champion from Georgia, Benno Adamia. We wish him for his fight on Saturday in Hamburg, Germany, all the best. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Have a great start into this new week. Enjoy your training and always remember to stay unschlagbar, ehrlich.